This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so nailed that shit on the head. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Wednesday, October the 23rd. Of 2024, day 297th of the year, and only 69 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as, well, Safety FM. And then we're hanging out with those people over there.
With streams so crisp that you can feel the sarcasm in your ear holes. Radio Big.
Yeah, you know, sarcasm and ear holes always have something good to share, is the way that some people make an assumption about it, no doubt there, as we are hanging out. So, how are things going inside of your neck of the woods? Because, you know, that's always an important aspect of trying to find out what the hell's going on. If you don't know the answer to that one, it's always kind of a difficult one to answer anything else as we are talking. So, keep that in mind, too, as we are, doing our gig. So that's for sure. So if you're new to our show, let's talk about it. We talk about safety in the news and safety. That's kind of the layout of the land of everything that goes on here. So that's the way that it kind of goes about. If you want to interact, it's simple. Let me explain it to you. Callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. It will get everything moving and grooving for you. It's just kind of the way that our interactions go, you know. The interactions of what is going on inside of the world, because what else would we be doing around here? Who knows? That's for sure. So, call in radio, text messaging, audio messaging, and video messaging. If you've been here before, well, welcome for coming back, and coming to hang out with us. Who knows what the hell's going on? You know, a lot of stuff going on here. Now we're 13 days to the election, which apparently that's going to be some big talking points over the next little bit. So keep that in mind. It's going to be important as we are moving and grooving and doing all of the stuff that one can do. So keep that in mind. So with that being said, let's do this real quick. Let's talk about what was trending in the overnight, because people want to know that.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we talk about the trends of the ends of the ends of the ends, it looks like this. A conquer competitor is cleared of wrongdoing, and a new rules draw ire from the airport passengers in New Zealand. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, a big arrest and some follow-up in other cases in showbiz. Controversial Survivor winner Richard Hatch wouldn't say no to returning to the franchise. We'll talk about that in casting calls. Also, the king and queen get behind the grill down under. So we'll talk about some of that stuff. So, I don't know. I always look at it from the standpoint of, you know, when we cover everything, it's really what it is. We're covering everything. So don't take it, too wrong when we start discussing some of the information of what's going on in, about, and so on. Because, hey, what else would we be doing? So, there you go. So, do you want to know where you can listen to us? Because I think sometimes people get confused on what we do. We are a radio station first that does some video stuff. Apparently, we're getting really into the video stuff as of late. So we do some video stuff. And yeah, there's different places where you can see us. SafetyFM.com, SafetyFM the app, RadioBig.fm, RadioBig the app. Or you can go to Live365, iHeartRadio, Odyssey. What else? And we have this live podcast thing going on. And when I say that, that really confuses some people. And let me explain why it confuses people. Because when I say live podcast, here's what happens. If the podcatcher that you're on, meaning the way that you normally get a podcast, accepts the live versionality of these things, what's going to end up taking place is that you can listen to us in real time. So as I am doing this now, the podcatcher will allow you to do it. If it's not, you know, if it's an older podcatcher, that's fine. But what those do is that it has to wait until the show is over before it shows up on the podcast, just letting you know. So if you get it right at the moment that it drops, which is 8:00 Eastern time, because I think the moment I hit the button, boom, it goes over. So that's what happens. So then you're getting it an hour behind, not in real time. So then you can't use the call-in radio aspect of it. So, you know, I just want to make sure that you're as confused as possible as I'm talking about it. So I hope I did a good enough job for that to occur. Well, anyways, with that being said, I have some people waiting from Feature Story News, and they're ready to tell you about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the news. I thought that they were ready. Maybe they were ready. Somewhat ready. I don't know what's going on anymore. My life has changed significantly over the last few minutes.
Duh.
Oh, okay, cool. So let's do the news now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The UK Labour Party says there's been no wrongdoing amid claims of interference in the US election. Donald Trump's campaign has filed a complaint over a social media post by a Labour official calling for volunteers to head to the US to campaign for the Democrats. UK Government Minister Steve Reed says it's a storm in a teacup.
Well, it's up to private individuals to choose how they use their own time and their own money. If people want to take holiday and go and campaign in another country, that's up to them. But none of this was organised by the Labour Party itself. It's just individuals. And actually, it's perfectly normal. I've seen Americans here campaigning for different parties in our elections as well. It's not unusual for people supporting a party in one country to then go and campaign for a sister party in another.
The US says Secretary of State Antony Blinken's warned Israeli leaders there could be consequences if more isn't done to get aid to civilians in Gaza. Blinken's been holding meetings as part of his latest regional tour seeking to de-escalate the crisis in the Middle East. The former boss of Abercrombie & Fitch has been arrested on sex trafficking charges. Mike Jeffries was arrested in West Palm Beach in the U.S. state of Florida. Two other people are facing criminal charges too. Sally Patterson reports.
Mike Jeffries ran Abercrombie and Fitch from 1992 to 2014. He is accused of operating an international sex trafficking and prostitution business in the latter part of that time. The federal indictment alleges Jeffries worked with others to pay men to travel around the world to engage in sex acts. Prosecutors claim he spent millions on the enterprise to pay staff, pay for travel, and pay to maintain secrecy. An Abercrombie spokesperson declined to comment on Jeffrey's arrest. His lawyers say they will respond to the allegations when appropriate in the courthouse, not the media.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has told Russian President Vladimir Putin he wants peace in Ukraine and New Delhi is ready to help the countries reach a truce. Modi's comments came as BRICS leaders assembled in Russia. Rebecca Bunden reports from Mumbai.
Modi thanked Putin for his strong friendship, but said that he wanted the conflict in Ukraine to end peacefully. India has maintained its strong ties with Russia since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, and it has been purchasing more oil from Russia, even though Western nations have tried to isolate Moscow. India is ready to provide all possible support to restoring peace, Modi said on the eve of the BRICS summit, which sees more than 20 leaders gathering in Russia to attend the summit meeting.
For more of our reporting from around the world, including a series of pieces from the United States ahead of the country's election, you can search for Feature Story News on Facebook and also find us on other social media platforms too. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the state of the race for the White House. As you know, it is deadlocked, though a new Reuters poll indicated Vice President Kamala Harris has a 3-point edge over Donald Trump nationally. In the battleground states, though, most observers believe the election is entirely up for grabs, 2 weeks out. And what everyone can agree on is that this year's American election is remarkably heavy on sizzle and light on substance. Political commentator Chris Saliza.
The truth of the matter is this is a policy poor campaign. People talk about immigration, including the candidates. Yes, people talk about the economy and inflation. And yes, they talk about abortion. But the truth of the matter is this is a personality contest. And really, it's about a group of Republican voters who do not personally like Donald Trump, but prefer his policies to the Democratic alternative. And the question is, do they vote for someone they really do not like personally because they like his policies? Or are they willing to cross over and vote for a Democrat in the form of Kamala Harris? That to me is, you know, who's undecided and how this election gets decided.
And that is precisely why Trump and Harris are placing all their attention on the battleground states. Former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, one prominent Republican campaigning for Kamala Harris, is predicting that millions of Republicans will follow her example. But it's far from clear how many votes she actually moves when she flanks the vice president on the campaign trail. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the UK Labour Party says there's been no wrongdoing amid claims of interference in the US election. The US says Secretary of State Antony Blinken's warned Israeli leaders there could be consequences if more isn't done to get aid to civilians in Gaza. The former boss of Abercrombie and Fitch has been arrested on sex trafficking charges. And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has told Russian President Vladimir Putin at the BRICS summit that he wants peace in Ukraine. That's the latest Feature Story News. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching
a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks, though. With the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef prepared, dietitian approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs. Dietitian-approved meals, ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Okay, so there you go. Apparently, we're not waiting for anything around here. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Let's not forget about that. And thanks for the people with, you know, already doing the little videos and text messaging and, you know, picture setting. Yeah, because that sometimes makes it very interesting as we are hanging out. You know, I sometimes wonder if people think about, when I talk about WoW, they think about the old stuff from Opie and Anthony that they used to do on Wednesdays as well. But then it became Whip 'em Out Whenever. So I'm not sure. But yes, that's definitely where originally I started thinking about some of the stuff back in the good old days. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk right away about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the shit list, because some people want to know that. And, you know, if you want to know it, I need to give it to you, because that's just kind of the way that it works. So here we go. Let's talk about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. There are 13 days left until the election, and there is a state of the race. The final poll sponsored by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution favors Donald Trump 47-43 over Kamala Harris in Georgia. Trump is reportedly reportedly will record an interview with a prolific podcaster, Joe Rogan, on Friday. So be on the lookout for that. Also, Harris herself had no public events on Tuesday, though Tim Walz stomped with Barack Obama in Madison, Wisconsin. Trump used the opportunity to troll opponents on the trail, saying that he hadn't had a day off in 50 plus days, and then joked that she probably sleeping. So there you go. Don't know. Also, the Trump campaign is considering a lawsuit against 60 Minutes for what they allege is a deceptive editing of an interview with Harris earlier this month. Lawyers are demanding the program release the unedited transcript of the interview. The Los Angeles Times will not endorse a presidential candidate this year. In the past, they endorsed Harris in her bids for Attorney General of California in 14, Senate in 16, and then when she was on the ticket with Joe Biden in 2020. I don't know. It gets interesting the closer that we get. I'm not going to lie. because I look at it from some standpoints and go, I don't know exactly what to expect sometimes when it comes to some of this stuff, but I guess this is just kind of the way that it goes when it's all said and done. I don't know. It gets weirder and weirder the closer that we get. So yesterday, my wife and I decided that we're going to go vote early. And, of course, she has a very limited amount of time when I can get her to escape from her office and having to, you know, do some other stuff. I went and looked at that line. I was like, there's no way that we're clearing that line in less than 3 hours because there were so many people that looked like they were there. So I was like, okay, cool. We're going to have to come back, which I'm glad to see that issue that people are really going out there to vote. So I look at it from the standpoint of this is going to be a very interesting election regardless of what you choose. So I'm going to tell you, you need to do your part regardless. It's just one of those things that you have to keep in mind. There are people that fight every day for this lovely freedom that you get in regards of being able to do some of this stuff. So I look at it from the standpoint of, hey, it's truly important that we do this. So just look at it from that particular standpoint, if you can. Let's continue talking about some other things. The aftermath of Hurricane Helene has triggered a surprising shortage of IV fluids. Yeah. I said that. Hospitals are reportedly delaying planned surgeries while the plant for Baxter International remains closed. The company supplies the majority of IV fluids and supplies to hospitals across the country. While the plant itself incurred water damage, the surrounding infrastructure remains largely impassable. The federal government earlier last week authorized an expedited funds and resources to get the plant back online under the Defense Production Act. This is according to ABC News. I mean, it's going to have to be, something's going to have to be done. That's for sure. So, I mean, if you're under the Defense Production Act, I guess that's going to kind of expedite some things. But, man, that is some stuff to think about as we are going, no doubt there. So I don't know. You look at this and go, what do you think? Or do you look at it and go, something needs to be done and world will go on? Or maybe it won't. I mean, I don't know. This is going to be one of those weird ones as we are talking. So let's talk about this. Organizers of the World Conquer Championship was clear as a finalist who was accused of cheating in the tournament. We did a deep dive a little bit ago in regards to it, but Dave Jenkins had been accused of using a steel chestnut in the game that has competitors try to crack the other's nut attached to a string. Organizers say that after a review of a photo evidence, the film from the day, that there is no suggestion that Jenkins swapped out the actual nut for his metal version. It would be near impossible for Mr. Jenkins to swap out the Conkers going unnoticed. This is according to AP. I'm going to tell you one thing. How in the hell did this news story get inside of there? And what did we talk about this originally? Something tells me that this was a weekend news type of thing. It's the way that it goes sometimes. So there you go. Okay, an Australian woman has survived a harrowing ordeal after spending hours trapped upside down between two rocks while trying to recover the cell phone that she dropped. Friends of Matilda Campbell called first responders after they tried to get her out themselves. By the point that she was hanging upside down by her feet at least an hour, responders improvised support frame to support the massive rock that they used to winch to pull aside the 1,100-pound boulder to eventually free Campbell. Taking to social media after the incident, Campbell cracked that she and the most accident-prone person ever. Campbell never got her phone, by the way. This is according to CBS News. So think about that for a moment. You're looking at some of this stuff and you're going, okay, I need to go get my phone that just fell, and now I'm caught upside down in regards to doing that. I don't know if I go around after that telling people that that was the reason I got stuck.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
I'm just keeping it real. I mean, I don't know if that's something that I'm doing, but I mean, I have some weird issues regardless, so just keep that in mind as we are doing some talking here. So there you go. Okay, travelers saying goodbye to loved ones at airport in Dunedin, New Zealand now have a time limit on hugging. Okay, let's do that one more time. A time limit on hugging. I'm not joking. Yeah. Max hug time is 3 minutes. A sign outside the terminal reads, while noticing that the fonder farewells should take place elsewhere, like a parking lot where the cuddle cap is extended to 15 minutes. The new rule aims to keep moving smoothly in the designated passenger drop-off area. CEO Dan DeBono explained on Tuesday. A debate over the time limit has ensued online, and some praising the quick goodbyes and others pointing out that it takes at least 6 seconds of hugging for serotonin and oxytocin to be released. This is according to the Washington Post. I have to tell you that we have so many damn scientists out here in regards of, oh, hold on, there's X amount of time that needs to go down before the oxytocin is released and I can feel some stuff in regards of what's going on. You know how crazy that shit sounds? As I start saying that out loud, I know. I thought it sounded crazy before I even said it, and it sounded crazier once I actually got the word out. That's for sure, so keep that in mind. Okay, so let's talk about this. Actor Michael Newman has died. He passed away on Sunday, Sunday evening from heart complications, according to a statement from his close friends, director Matt Kelfer. Newman had also battled Parkinson for the last 18 years. He was best known for his roles as Mike Newman on Baywatch. I almost called it on Baby Watch. That would have been something different. Maybe that's what Baywatch led to, but who knows? That's a whole other story to talk about. Okay, so let's talk about the numbers real quick. The Dow lost about 6 points to close at 42,924 on Tuesday. The S&P lost about 2 points to close at 5,851, and the NASDAQ increased by 33 points to close at 18,753. West Texas Intermediate closed at $72 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $75 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.16. And Bitcoin was mostly flat, trading just around $67,700. There was more than 1,500 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, with only about 45 such cancellations. So look at it from that particular standpoint, I guess. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $478 million jackpot, or a $230.5 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Okay, so let's talk real quick about some things that are going on. An employee at the hotel where Liam Payne fell from the third-story balcony is being investigated for allegedly supplying him with anti-anxiety meds and were found in his hotel room. Authorities have also trying to determine if the employee gave Payne any other drug that were found in his systems, including cocaine, crack, ketamine, ecstasy, and a form of crystal meth called Crystal. This is according to TMZ. Hold on. Authorities are also trying to determine if the employee gave Payne any of the other drugs. Holy shit, this is all everything that he had in his system. I did not know this. This is news to me. So cocaine, crack, ketamine, ecstasy, and a form of crystal meth called Crystal. That's a lot of stuff, man. How would you keep your mind right in that particular regards is something to talk about for sure, as we are referencing here. So let's talk about this. Harvey Weinstein is receiving treatment at Rikers for leukemia while waiting a second trial of the sex charges. A 72-year-old his health has been failing over the past year. The several hospitalizations, including emergency cardiac surgery last month. Weinstein was convicted in 2020 and sentenced to 23 years, and that was overturned by appeal in April. He is also appealing a separate 2022 conviction for which he was sentenced to 16 years. This is according to the New York Post. So let's take a look at that real quick. So we're talking about 23 years in one, 16 in the other. One got overturned, so that's 39 years. So the overturn, so he'll retrial on that one. So we got 16. How many years has he been in now? Because I keep on looking at some of this stuff. If some of these things get overturned, or if some of this actually you take a look at it and they ended up saying, okay, based on time served, this might become a whole other different ordeal as we are talking about it. So keep that in mind as well. It can't just be one thing or the other. It could be, you know, some other stuff that ends up happening there. So we'll take a look as things going on. Let's get into some other news real quick. Billie Eilish took a tumble during her show at Madison Square Garden last week. Footage of the fall began circulating on Tuesday showing that Eilish taking a hard nosedive down the stairs. She did jump back, however, and carry on with the concert. Not shy away from the blunder, Eilish posted a photo of a huge bruise that she suffered from the fall. And of course, TMZ was there to let you know what the hell was going on about the massive bruise that she did ended up happening when it was all said and done. Anyways, if you have not heard her in concert, I would definitely tell you or encourage you strongly, about what is, you know, that she has to, you know, that she probably should take a listen to her. So there you go. Let me give you two more stories before we get to our main. Jeff Bezos' Earth Fund will donate $60 million to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to revitalize the 1.6 acres of vital U.S. landscapes across the northern Great Plains, grassland, and longleaf pine forest of the southeast. Bezos' declaration is the intentions over the weekend at the NFWF 40th Anniversary Gala alongside with his fiancée, Lauren Sanchez. Over the past 3 years, the Bezos Earth Fund has donated $90 million in funding to NFWF to restore the improve the management of 2.7 million acres lands across 47 states. This is according to People magazine. Here's another one real quick. Jay Cutler's ex-wife, reality star Kristen Cavallari, addresses his recent brush with the law on her Let's Be Honest podcast. Ahead of Tuesday's episode, she told listeners that it was recorded right before a very public incident that happened last week, referring to his DUI arrest. I will not be commenting on what happened, she added. I do, of course, wish Jay nothing but the best. The former couple were married from 2013 to 2020 and shared three kids. Cutler has not addressed the incident, and this is what's going on. I think it gets weird. I mean, it gets weird. Of course, he's a public figure. She's a public figure based on reality show. I mean, and he's a public figure because he used to play football. I mean, I think he used to play football. Does he still play football? I think it was just a past tense type of thing. So it gets interesting because you know that if you don't do any comment, it's like making a comment because you didn't say shit. And then people are going to be like, well, you didn't say anything about it. So we need to address it some more because that's how weird the world gets sometimes when we get into some of these weird things. So no doubt about that. So I don't know. What's the right thing? Does your former spouse tell people about stuff? I mean, what do they know? I mean, they're only going to know the limited amount of information that's shared. Now, of course, that's an opinion piece, but that's just me.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour, and I think that it might be time to do that thing that we do that we call our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know how these things go. You know how we have to address some information and sometimes go into this, you know, the skitty ditty of the things that are happening inside of the world and change some of the subject matters that people don't want to talk about. But man, does life get interesting at times? And when we start talking about work, when we start talking about things that are going on that people do not tend to love when it's all said and done. And I never know what exactly you can and cannot talk about at work. And some people get all gung-ho that you should not talk about certain incidents at work. And even, well, let me rephrase that, even if they're work-related. Some people hate when other people will bring up things that occurred inside of the place. Some people will hate when you bring up information of things that people don't want others to know because it gets weird from time to time where people go, yes, this should be known to the general public. This should not be known to the general public in regards to what's happening. And I'm talking about people that are there, workers, when I say the term general public. Now, I also look at this from the standpoint and go, how weird can it get from time to time when you start taking a look and go, here is a union that's involved with what we do, and how do they all of a sudden get to determine what will be done and what will be said? Because that's going to be the other aspect of it. What all is allowed? What all is referenced and, you know, saying, hey, these things are allowed to talk to you, but then your union rep makes a determination on what exactly can be shared. So I want you to look at this for one brief moment in time, and I want you to think about this, and I want you to think about a time that your workplace had something going on that they said, nope, this is not something that we should deem that we should share with the general public. Does anything in particular come to mind? Because I would imagine that there has to be scenarios where this has occurred. There has to be scenarios where you look around and you go, huh, how weird is this that we're allowed to talk about one thing, but we're not allowed to talk about other? Now, I will tell you that recently I had an interaction with an organization, pretty well-known organization, where they had a fatality. Now, the fatality that occurred was not even discussed with the board in regards of what had happened because of how the laws are set up there. And let me, and I was talking about laws, and I'm talking about the laws for the country, and I'm talking about bylaws that they have inside of their paperwork. But they did not know until their attorney came in, because the country wanted more information of what exactly had occurred during the incident. Now, think about how weird that is, that you are in an organization, you are a board member, you have a fatality incident that occurs. Nothing's allowed to be discussed because of the bylaws of what is set up inside of that organization. Now, I think that that's going to get weird for you. And I say that from the standpoint of how would it not get weird? Because you're not sharing all the information that you know. And you're being held accountable in regards to some of this stuff. And you have to look at it and go, where do I stand as an organization to be able to share this? So if you have an interesting set of bylaws inside of your organization, how weird does some of the stuff get? Because to me, both of those things already sound pretty weird. So when I start telling you other stuff, I look at it from the standpoint and go, huh, if I am a board member per se, and I don't know this, it's so crucial to what's going on to the business, what else do I not know? And I think that sometimes some of that limited information of what we know causes the biggest blunders in an organization. And I know some people are not going to love that, but think about it for a moment. If I only know limited information, how good am I? And I can only make decisions based on what I know. I can't base decisions off of what I don't know. So this becomes extremely difficult to be able to share. To be able to say, okay, this is what needs to be done when I don't have all the information on what needs to be, I'm not going to say displayed, but definitely what needs to be shared with all of us. And if I can only have limited interactions from the board level, how exactly is my union rep going to be great for what I need them to do and the things that are going on within the organization itself? So that's something to think about.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
The love that's lost, what could it be? More.
Okay. Here we are. Going back into it. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah. You know how it goes. We're going to talk about some stuff going on, of course. But as you're taking a listen, this is Gravity by Wolf Club. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Might want to give it a little streamer-eamer action. We would like to thank Wolf Club for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Always like me some new music, no doubt about that. Okay, so thanks to Wolf Club for allowing us to play Gravity here. No doubt, period. That's it. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to discover. And I'm not talking about the card either. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. Thanks for the comments, by the way. I haven't done the standing thing in a while. I always kind of amazed when people start watching and they're like, oh, you're standing up. It's like, okay, yeah. I haven't stood up in a while on recordings. Yes, I know. I don't think it's important, but for some reason, recently they decided to start sticking a whole bunch of cameras inside of here. I guess because there's a need for it, you know, because that's what we want to do. But we're doing more classes is what it is. We're doing more virtual classes. So I'm sure that that's playing a factor into everything that's going on. So that's why the cameras, don't worry. It's not going to be a safety TV or whatever the hell it is. So whatever, yeah, you know. That kind of stuff. We'll stay with the radio station aspect. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. So no matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help.
Duh.
The people at To Write Love on Our Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. They'll get everything moving and grooving for you, no doubt about that. So that's To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. Yep, I'm telling you, I think that it's probably one of the best websites you can go to in regards to talking about stuff related to mental health. And there is a plethora, and I'm talking about a plethora of information readily available for you right there. That's TWLOHA.com. True Right Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what we do around here. So let's talk about it a little bit. It turns out that maybe it wasn't such a bad idea to let your kids watch 255 movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe over the last 20 years. Okay, I know I'm exaggerating, but it just seems like that there have been that many. I mean, a study published by the Journal of Psychology found that a superhero movies can help promote pro-social behavior. That means that actions that benefit other people or society as a whole. Researchers investigated how these films, which usually include a lot of violence, affect viewers in terms of empathy and moral reasoning. They found out that those that were attached to watching superhero movies had a higher empathy score than control groups which did not watch a film clip. And while a study discovered that the superhero watchers were not found to be more generous than others, they were found to be more understanding of how someone could be forced to become violent in order to save someone else. Another indicator of social empathy. So, and let's see. So if I take a look at this, and out of 4 out of 5 also agree that using violence to prevent them from making another Fantastic Four movie might be a good idea. Just throwing that out there. And so it could be that guys like Iron Man are actually saving the real world, too. Yeah, I'm sure that that's exactly what's going on right there.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Telling you, sometimes some things get very weird as we are talking. So let's talk about this. So I have a question for you. If you had to take a driver's test every year, how do you think that would go? Okay, let's say if you had to take a driver's test every time you had to renew your driver's license, how do you think that would go? I'm just asking. I'm always curious about just oddball things like that. Take a listen to this, and perhaps it's time that all drivers be required to take a refresher course on the finer points of piloting a vehicle. Because according to a survey, many of us have forgotten the rules on the road. In a survey, a quarter of us said they think that they would fail a written exam for driver's licenses if they were forced to take it again. The survey of 2,000 drivers in the U.S. also found that 40% it's certain that they can't remember to follow the safety precautions that they taught when they began driving. The average driver say that they understand about 78% of the dashboard indicators and warning light. 82% were men versus 76% that were women, and they were asked about their personal vehicles. 43% admitted that they currently one of or more dashboard warning lights lit up, and we wait on average about 5 days to address them. And by address them, 50% mean that they tell their husband about it. I agree that drivers should be taking a refresher course, and by drivers, I mean other drivers, not me in particular.
Another great hour of Freeform Radio. Or is it Radio Big?
Why are you hitting on the Freeform Radio here? I'm just talking about some stuff that, you know, that's going on. No doubt about that. So it is Wednesday. So I always feel like I need to give you some level of some whack facts because it's Wednesday. If it wasn't Wednesday, I probably wouldn't do it. But it should sound something along these lines. Cats have 5 toes on their front paw, but just 4 on their back paw. That's something to think about. Cubicles did not get the name from the shape, but from the Latin word, is this even cubiculum, meaning bed chamber? Really? Your cubicle is a bed chamber? Okay. To tell twins apart, look at their belly button. It's the one thing that was not caused by genetics. I guess that's one way to look at it. Elvis Presley managed to sell I Hate Elvis badges so that he could also make money off of people who weren't buying his merchandise. King Tut was buried with 145 pairs of loincloth underwear. I mean, like extra or all on at the same time, because I think that could get interesting. And booze was invented before the wheel was. So, yeah, think about that for a moment. Booze was created before the wheel was. Yeah, that's something to think about. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Ben. Margaret Thatcher said, "In politics, if you want anything said, ask a man. If you want anything done, ask a woman." I love that. I can relate, by the way. My wife and I work together. She is the key to any success I've ever had in my life. I'm a big picture guy. I see things from way up in the clouds, but my wife is grounded. She's the one holding the kite string. If she were to let go, I'm pretty sure I would crash down like an abandoned kite. When I have ideas, she's often the one helping me make them a reality, or more often telling me to move on and not mess with this particular one. She's been really good at picking winners and helping me avoid stinkers, usually. I may have pushed a stinker past her radar a time or two.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. By becoming one of us and living a sinless life, Jesus fully satisfied the holy demands of a righteous God, thus making it possible for God to accept us. Through his sacrificial death, Jesus suffered the full penalty for our sins, thus satisfying the just demands of a holy God, making it possible for God to forgive our sins without violating his character. Since both his justice and his righteous requirements have been satisfied, God is now free to manifest his love and mercy toward us. Romans 5:18 says, "Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God." If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotions.com.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The UK Labour Party says there's been no wrongdoing amid claims of interference in the US election. The US says Secretary of State Antony Blinken's warned Israeli leaders there would be consequences if more isn't done to get aid to civilians in Gaza. The former boss of Abercrombie & Fitch has been arrested on sex trafficking charges, and India's Prime Minister has told Russia's President Vladimir Putin at the BRICS summit that he wants to see peace in Ukraine.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. There's a beatdown. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Let's take a look around. I'm not sure. Where do we want to go here? Let's go to 1983. So an American embassy is attacked. A suicide bomber drove 2,000 pounds of explosives into the compound, killing 240 soldiers. President Reagan called the attack a vicious terrorist bombing. That happened back on this date in 1983. If you're looking at some date, well, if you're looking at some birthdays to celebrate, let's talk about some of those that are going on. Amanda Steinberg turns 26. Nick Baza turns 27. Margaret Qualley turns 30. Carmella, I almost called somebody else. Carmella turns 37. Amelia Clark turns 38. Miguel turns 39. Megan McCain turns 40. Ryan Reynolds turns 48 today. LeVar Ball turns 57. Robert Trujillo turns 60. Doug Flutie turns 62. Weird Al Yankovic turns 65. Martin Luther King III turns 67. And Ang Lee turns 70 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, let me give you some of those. It's National Paralegal Day. It's National Boston Cream Pie Day. Okay, we already got a day to celebrate right there. National Mole Day. Event Organizers Day. National TV Talk Show Host Day. International Snow Leopard Day. And National iPod Day. Is that a thing? An iPod is still a thing? I thought it was iPhones only, baby. I don't know. And National Croc Day. Maybe it's a crock of shit type of day. I don't know. I don't know. It's just something to think about as we are talking. So there you go. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me. If you don't and you want to stay here on Safety FM, you can hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there's some stuff to give some world of gander-ander at. That is for sure. So there you go. Anyways, let me give you a random joke for today, if you would like one. I always double check that the garage door is locked. I'm terrible if someone stole my stuff that we've been trying to get rid of for years. Just saying. Also, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is your guiltiest of guilty pleasures? Hey now. Okay, hold on. Let's try that again. Hey now. So there you go. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 33% of people say that they do this after watching a horror movie. What is it? And it says, make sure the doors are locked. Yep, the doors are locked.
Because they might be coming for you.
So there you go. Anyways, that's it. That's going to sum up our time. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Wednesday, because it's always good when you and I get to hang out. Top of the hour, like I already said, what's going on? And if you need a deep thought for today, I got one of those for you. Sometimes you never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. Yep. It's one of those things that sometimes it becomes magical. It's like I always say, never, you know, always be careful on what you tell people because you never know on what that impact might be for that last time. So there you go. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.